seeing that we have this ministry and we've received mercy, we faint not, like it says in the scriptures. We got the word and ministry of reconciliation. Those words that God gives us reconciles people back to God. Those words that God gives us reconciles the body, all the molecules, the cells, the skin cells, everything within that body. That word is so living, so active, so real, and God gives us those words to speak. And as we receive them with a humble and meek heart, see, it's like receive these words with a humble and meek heart. Doesn't matter the face who's speaking it. These are words from God through each and every one of us. And so God can go to work through those words that we speak and declare. All we have to do is receive. If God says you are healed, you're healed. If God says you're recovering very quickly, you're recovering very quickly. And we also got to remember that Jesus Christ already accomplished this. By his stripes you were healed. You were delivered. You were set free. You've been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You're righteous as God. And because that's what those scriptures say. No, we are righteous. We are justified. We're sanctified. We're redeemed. We got the word and ministry of reconciliation. And we got authority. We may be living on this earth, but we're seated at the right hand side of God in Christ Jesus. So we see from above. Like, we need to learn to see from above. And the way we do that is by setting our affections on things above, not on things of this earth. Whatever's presenting itself before us, we're seeing it from a heavenly perspective. What does my Father say about this? And then, do you know, God's given us the authority. He's saying, look, I've given you authority. Now you use that authority. You declare, you decide. You call those things which are not as though they were. Like God called those things which were not as though they were. So we also can call those things which are not as though they were. Leg, you're healed. Inside, you're healed. We give the command. Like God gave the command and it was so. Let there be light. Let the trees yield its seed, and there's seed within the, you know, within a seed, and it grows, and there's more seeds. Like, God is a giver of life. God is a plentiful giver. He's not withholding anything from anyone. And the reason why we don't receive half the time is because, like you said, my people are ignorant. They're destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And it's through our ignorance in different areas that the enemy can come in and try his stuff. So being together in the fellowship, that koinonia, which is a full sharing, we're to open up our hearts. We're not to withhold. And whether you get blessed on here or not, if you're coming on here, you must be getting blessed to come on here. And so, you know, we don't say negative words. Oh, I sometimes I get blessed here and sometimes I don't. You are blessed. And, you know, we should encourage one another. We should speak those heavenly words, those words of enlightenment, those words of encouragement, those words that will build and edify. We got the word and ministry of reconciliation, and our word is to edification, oikodome, to build up. God gives words that build up. And so our words should be words that build up, words of life, not words of death. You know, not negative words. See, like Sandgate was sharing about all spiritual blessings. And that everything, all our thoughts are spiritual. Now, they're going to come out one way or another. Death or life. See, so, like, if you want to put the adversary to work, then speak words of death. Speak those negative words. If you want to put God to work, then speak words of life. God sent his words and healed them and delivered them from all their destruction. See, God's a life giver. See, these words right now, if you're receiving them, whether you're receiving them or not, they're powerful. They're life changing. And God wants you blessed. See, it's the grace of God. The grace of God is God's favor. That God does the work. Nothing to do with us. From my effort and my own ability, I can't do nothing. But except God build his house, they labor in vain. Except God watch the city, the watchman walketh but in vain. It's God that is doing the work. It's grace. that brought Joseph from the pit to the palace. It's the grace of God. He was in the prison. He was had his feet beat with fetters. But it was the grace of God that got him from the pit to the palace. It was the grace of God that got Daniel from the lion's den and out alive. In fact, it was the grace of God that got Daniel into a position of authority. See, when we allow God to do the work, then God could get you in a great position of authority. Right now, he can do it for any one of us. But do we believe it? Do we believe God can do these things? Because he really can. I heard a testimony from Sandgate on one of the sharings that someone had three fingers missing and they grew back. See, that's the miracle working power of God. Kim had cancer and she's supposed to die, but she's still, that was in 1999. She's healed and she's alive. She's well. She's looking good. She's hot, baby. I had my face at Bell palsy. My face dropped when I was 21, 22, and I couldn't even close my eye. I couldn't speak with my whole mouth. And God healed me, right? He healed me over a weekend. When I followed an instruction, I went to my leader at that time and I said, look, you know, I'm good looking. I don't want to lose, have this horrible face. Like, you know, he said, there's a class running at the weekend. You go and serve. He said, then you'll be healed. That's all he said to me. And I went and done it. And over that weekend, my face straightened up because I received a word. I acted upon that word.
They said it was going to take
when we receive the word and act upon the words, the word or words from God, then God can do his perfect work. See, God is a powerful delivering God. He's delivered me from so many things. He's delivered me, he's provided for me, he's healed me, he's made me the head and not the tail. Just like Joseph, he's taken me from the drug house to the house of God, where I can be a blessing, where I can serve, where I can give. And like Pedro was saying, it's not that we follow a man. We don't follow a man. This is an honor to host this Zoom fellowship, which God birthed in my heart and Kim's heart. We wanted to do fellowship, and then he showed us to open it up to make it available for everyone. But each one of us can walk with God. Each person is free. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's what? Liberty. Each one to walk with God. As he is, so are you in this world. How Jesus Christ walked with the Heavenly Father, you can walk. In fact, we don't look to any man. God will now show us where to connect to get encouragement, where to be being blessed. And it's great. Yeah, that's great, Russ. You know, be honest. I'm being honest also. And it's just that, you know, we just speak to bless. And we speak to edify. I don't want anyone on here that's going to bring negatives. You know, if you haven't got nothing good to say, don't say it. We speak words of life here. And we're looking to edify. And we're looking to encourage. And there is leadership. Each one of you can lead. Each one of you can be strong. You decide to be strong. You know, and the word of God, the graphe, is profitable also for doctrine, how to believe rightly, reproof when not believing rightly, for correction back to believing rightly, which is instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be fruly furnished unto all good works. We're to provoke one another unto love and to good works. It doesn't say we're to put each other down. It doesn't say that we're to be criticizing. It says that we're to be edifying. And we speak those words of life from the throne room of grace. When we go to God, we're looking for grace. We're looking for encouragement. So this is what we want to give to other people. We are the lights in this world. We're not darkness. Darkness. We are the lights of this world. We are the salt of the earth. And so each one of us can have great works with God. So this is a place to come to be edified, to be encouraged, where good words are going to be spoken, and where you can also then take those heavenly words and give them to someone else. So it's all about service. It's all about giving. And, you know, spending time with God. Spend the time with the Heavenly Father. You'll have much to say. And people will criticize you. Who does he think he is? Who does she think she is? You know, she's always talking, he's always speaking, he's always got to be sharing. Well, yeah, because why? We got God in Christ and we got a lot to say. And we want to be a blessing to God. We want to bring glory to God. But we don't want to do it by our own strength. You know, I was thinking earlier on about that book, The Tortoise and the Hare. And they had a race. Who won that race? The tortoise. The hare lost the race. Now, he was quicker than the tortoise, right? But the tortoise just took its time. We don't have to be in a rush for anything. But we just move day by day, being led by the Spirit of God. Day by day, here, give you your things to do. Whether you got to do work, whether you got to go to yoga, whether you got to go to the hospital, whether you got to go to the beach and sunbathe and chill out. Wherever, whatever it is you're doing, you just do those. Take each step with God, day by day. We don't try and make anything happen. It's not that you got to speak the word. It's not that you got to look for someone to find to speak the word. Let God open up those doors. And when he does, then you can minister perfectly. I used to try and kick open the doors, so all the places I went. All right, I'm just going to start. You know, I used to end up offending a lot of people. But where was the love of God in that? I was being led by my senses, and my is a good heart, but it wasn't the right way. And for us to be effective, we got to allow God to do the work. So sometimes you just might have a quiet day. Sometimes you might have a quiet week or a quiet month. But just living daily with God, that's where you need to be. In that fellowship with the Heavenly Father, allowing him to work in you, to inspire you so that you can receive from him, spending time talking with him, giving him your desires. You know, he's freely given us all things. He's given us free and direct access to him that we can ask and receive from him. Like God says, ask me, what do you want? Just like he said to Solomon, ask me what you want. God has already given you that. And God says in Ephesians that he will do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think. You know, just think about it. According to the power that worketh in you, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think. Even what you're thinking about, think about what you're thinking about. Because everything starts there, then comes out here, right? As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Like Jason says every week, seek ye first the kingdom of God. I say every week, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. You know, what are the personal conversations you're having with yourself? Because, you know, sometimes I've caught myself on, and God showed me this, I'll be sitting there thinking to myself. And you know, we have our conversations with ourselves. And I'm pretty negative. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, God. Wow, I didn't even recognize that. So it's really important when you're by yourself, having those challenges, or even having a nice time, really, you know, have a good conversation with yourself. Be kind to yourself. Be loving to yourself. So I had a blessing at the beginning of last week. I was invited onto a Skype fellowship, and I was able to share on there. And one lady, she'd been having pains in her stomach. Well, that's what she said, it was her stomach. And I was asked to minister to her. So I just ministered as God worked in my heart. I didn't say specifics. I just ministered to that whole area of the stomach and intestines and everything in there. Anything that came to my mind, I was saying. Well, anyway, the next day, or a couple of days later, I put a post on my Facebook wall, and this lady wrote, you know, rejoicing in God, liver is healed. And she'd been having terrible trouble with her liver. So, like, we just got to do what God gives us to do. I didn't even know the results of that until she come up and said. But I've ministered to lots of people and never found out what happened to them until later on. But see, we've all got that same spiritual ability and authority. And so there's plenty of opportunities to minister healing. And you can minister healing to yourself. Got a pain here? No pain, I command you out. By his stripes I was healed. Leg, you're fine. Toe, you're fine. Big ear, you're fine. Whatever it is, whatever the case may be. But really, I just got inspired to share after you guys, is that God is with us. Just every day, go to God. Just relax. You don't have to be doing anything. And whatever you need to be doing, God is big enough to show you what you need to be doing. So we don't have to be anxious whether we should be witnessing. We don't have to be anxious whether we should be teaching or ministering healing. We just live our daily, that relationship with the Heavenly Father. And then by just doing that, then the things that come to you, then you'll know. You'll know it's, okay, I'm going to do, I know this is God working in me. And sometimes you'll act and you don't know, but you know afterwards. So God wants you to enjoy your everyday living. And there's plenty of challenges in this world right now, isn't there? Going on with your election, our Brexit stuff going on over here. Then you've got the COVID business going on. All these things that are there, they're just there to distract, to build fear, to make you feel isolated, but you're never alone. God is there. He's in there. So we just got to really have a great expectation. What are you expecting? Expect big from God. Really expect big. Ask big. Declare big. Declare big. And also, why don't you start a fellowship in your own home? You can do that. Like, there's only one head, and that's Jesus Christ. And God is working in him in us, and we just put our desire to God. What do you want to do with God? There's plenty of fellowship that God can raise us up and that we can all be together. There's no one bigger than anyone else. And I'm really thankful to God that we can do this Zoom fellowship. And I'm so thankful that everyone shares. Everyone can speak. Let our words be unto edification, to exhortation, and to comfort, and that we just love one another. The love of God thinketh no evil. God wants no schisms. You know, just that pureness. This is where God goes to work. That drives God away. You can't do anything there. But where there's agreement, you know, where there's agreement, there's that symphony. It's like a symphony. That everything's working in harmony, and we're in harmony with God, and we're in harmony with one another, and God is doing his perfect work, working in you, working in me, and we're living from that heavenly position, and that we know who we are, and we know the authority we got, and we know the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Spirit. It's nothing from us, it's all from God if we allow him to work. So that's what I wanted to share.